then there could be natural languaging data, which could be data in form of media, in form of textual information, your sentences, your words, all those information are also saved, but they are completely random in nature. Then there could be time series data. What exactly time series data means? That you are capturing the data of a particular time and in a continuous manner. As an example, if in case you are seeing a sale of life last 25 years, so you would have saved the data from 1995 to 2020. Every year sale was this. Now, basis this trend, you can predict that what exactly can happen in the next year. Now, it is a continuous data being flowed in the system with respect to the year. And same type of data could be stored with respect to the weeks, with respect to the months, with respect to the hours, with respect to minutes, and could be of any frequency. So such type of data is known as a time series data, which is a time dependent data. So any time series data is a time dependent data, and such type of data are also stored in big data systems. Then there could be event data. Event data could be, if in case there are certain events which are happening, even in a time series you might have stored such informations, certain events happening like corona happening all of a sudden in the middle of the time series, it will impact whole of your time series. So you will have to take such accounts, otherwise your time series will give you a completely different type of trend. So such type of data are also stored. Then there could be network data. Data concerns very large networks such as social networks, information networks, biological networks, and your technological networks. All these data are also stored. Your social network will be storing your Facebook and Twitter information. Your informational network will be storing your World Wide Web information. If in case you are browsing any website, that information will also be stored. Your biological informations and your technological informations, if in case you are using internet, if in case you are using telephone, all those information, that what speed you are using, what type of internet connection you are using, all these information will be stored somewhere in a proper way so that it can be used and leveraged further for analysis, and they are also type of data within big data systems. Then there are linked data. Linked data basically means which is a link to one of the component. As an example, when you type in a certain website, you are redirected to a complete website. So there will be one website, it will have a redirection to a certain page, or if in case you click on a particular link, you get redirected to some other page. All these are link information, and they will also be saved so that you can understand or analyze how linking process is happening and what type of link are producing more result, and many such case studies you can understand. There are many types of data that we just discussed. There are many components of the data which we also discussed, and there are many applications which are being used using via big data. Few of the examples are financial services. Financial services systems usually need 360 information of the customer. So if in case there are certain customers who are actually trying to take a loan, then the service provider or the loan provider would need to understand what is his CIBIL scores, what would be his salary, what type of company he is working in, what is his age, what is his gender, and how many dependents that person has, what is the locality where he is staying, what is his permanent address, how much possession he has about the property, what money he has in his hand, how much he can afford, how much he can utilize, how much he can repay, at what frequency he can repay. Now all these data points are of different type, like his salary information coming will be coming via salary slips, his address information will be coming via his address related information, like you might take the bills to understand what type of address he is staying in, his dependents informations, you might need his some other details, his biometric information would require some other type of details. So all these are different sources of the data, and when you will be utilizing it for a particular financial service, you will be utilizing the big data system. If in case you miss out any of the, every component of the information is giving you certain information about whether this person can repay loan or not. So even if you miss out certain information, you might miss out some very critical points which are extremely important in understanding whether this person can actually return the loan or not. Then there are insurance where you can use big data. As an example, you would have noticed that as soon as you approach your birth date or your birthday is around the corner or maybe just 1 month apart, you start getting term insurance messages that your premium is this for a term insurance. After 1 month, it will be increased to this much. So they have your information. They have your critical data and they can leverage out those data. Now they will be dealing with millions of the customers. To process all those data, they need those data to be processed in a most optimized way and most technological driven infrastructures. Their big data plays a major role. Then there are health records, like there are many systems which stores your medical information. There are many hospitals which stores your medical information. There are many application, in fact, which stores your medical information, which could be as a, if in case you have a app which gives you a reminder of the medicine that you have to take, then it is storing the information that what type of medicines you take usually. So all these systems are usually saved in the system, which might be storing a huge amount of the data and are related to healthcare. And they are also among few of the application of big data analytics. Then we talk about manufacturing. Manufacturing is a component of various things. You might be doing smart technology inside the manufacturing. You might be taking out data or components from various sources. All those are assembled at a single place. You will have a data from every assembling source. You will have data of every quality of the component that has been used, every component's information that has been used, even a screw which is inserted in a car has its information stored in a system somewhere. So all this information has to be collectively read and understood, and that is where big data plays a major role. It will be storing all the information which might involve from every component of the car to every destination where the car was sold. All this information, if in case needs to be analyzed, has to be analyzed in a proper way using all the components, and that is where big data plays a major role. Then there are many other industries as well, like oil and gas, which might be using for testing the pipeline's health, and then cost management, and then product optimization. Telecommunication might be using it for the network analytics, for the GPS inputs and GPS sensors analysis. Utilities might be using it for the meter data analysis, for the optimizations, for the customer insights, for the social networks, and all those things. So all these basically are some of the applications or some of the industries which uses big data to leverage out the results from the same data sources. Now we will be talking about the three V's of big data, which we talked initially. The three V's are volume, velocity, and variety. Actually, these three components actually create what big data is and what big data actually is. So let's talk about them one by one. First of all, volume. So when you talk about big data, you are actually talking about huge volume of the data that is getting stored somewhere into your big data system. So this data is getting collected and is of huge terabytes, trillions of terabytes. So this data, when you have huge volume of data, you ultimately be dependent on big data, because such huge volumes of data can't be managed by some normal tools or normal technology interfaces. Then there is velocity. When the data is of huge volume, it becomes a major headache. But when it is at a higher velocity, it becomes a major challenge too. Because if your data storage is itself a challenge, and when it is coming at a very higher pace, it will be very, very difficult to manage such amount of data. Then what big data actually do is it takes care of such information. So it has certain tools which can take care of all the three V's. It can take up the volume, even if it is huge. It can take up the velocity as well, even if it is real time. So if in case you need certain information real time, like how corona cases happening every seconds, how corona cases numbers are changing every minutes, So all those data will be real time data and will be fetched into the system parallelly, and will be huge because the whole of the world is facing such crunches. So big data systems will be able to leverage this amount of data, will be able to take up the velocity by which it is getting feeded into the system, and will still be able to take you to the results. And then the third form of the data, or third view of the big data, is variety of the data, because your data might not be of same time. It might be of structured type, it might be of unstructured type, it might be of geographical data, it might be a network data, it might be of any type of data. When you are talking about big data, you will be managing the huge volume of data which are coming at a very high pace and still can have many type of varieties. And your big data has to have the capability to manage all these three V's. If not, your big data will be a big failure system. Beside these most common V's, we can talk about two more V's which have emerged in past few years. One is value, and second one is veracity. Value is already made known by many enterprises that how much value this data gives us. If in case we are storing all the data, but are we getting anything out of it? If you are not getting anything out of it, then all this cost spending on the systems was waste. So ultimately, it should give you certain value. If not, then it makes no sense to have the big data system. So the extra V's are value and veracity. Value is one such component, and veracity is nothing but the trustworthiness of the data. Can you trust the data which is collected? Because it could be wrong data as well. If in case it is wrong data, you ultimately, the stakeholders will be taking the wrong decision using the data that was projected to them. So value, how much value it gives to the business, and how much accurateness it can give, it can have, is what defines a big data in the whole global world. Now let's try to understand the three major V's of big data in much more detail. And actually, let's break down these and actually try to understand what exactly happens and why we need these three V's and why these three V's plays a major role in big data. The three V's, as we discussed, are volume, velocity, and variety. So data, where we will try to understand why we need such systems, why it is such distributed, and why things are happening the way we are discussing. Okay, and we will try to understand using an example. Let's take one simple example, that if in case you see an post on the Facebook, what you do? You immediately try to like it, okay, or you might like to forward it to your friends, or you might like to share it, okay, or you might like to comment it. Now you are not the only person in the world who is using Facebook. There are millions of people around the world who are using Facebook. If they are connected to you, they will be utilizing the information. If in case you share with them, they will be utilizing those information, okay. And then when you share it, they might be able to share it again, okay. Now each second of this and every component of this is generating certain data, okay. And this data will be used in some way via Facebook. Let's try to break down these, how big data actually helps here and how problem gets transformed in a way of analytical problem. Let's start with the posting of the picture. As soon as somebody posted the picture on the Facebook, it uploaded. Now when it is getting uploaded, what exactly happens is, at the parallel end, Facebook is trying to map or understand whether the image which is being uploaded is a proper image, validated image or not. As an example, what is the meaning of validated image? The meaning of validated image is, it could contain a crime scene, it could contain a murder scene, or it could contain an offensive picture which is not acceptable as per the Facebook policy. So what they'll do is, they will try to remove it if in case you are trying to upload it. Now within fractions of second, an image gets downloaded. So that decision has to be taken parallelly, simultaneously, in a fractions of second. So first component is the speed. We were talking about volume, speed, and velocity and variety. So here we are talking about all the three components. First is volume. Every second such images are being uploaded, so there is a huge volume of such images for the Facebook. So with the big data systems in place at the Facebook end, they are able to take out such volumes of the images and still validate them and store them. If in case that image doesn't have any offensive information or doesn't have any crime related information, that will get successfully uploaded. Now Facebook did what? Facebook within the fractions of second validated the image, and if it satisfies the validation criteria, uploads it into the system. Now that image is being stored in the cloud of the Facebook, into the big data systems of the Facebook, and there are millions and millions of images, or millions and millions of such images which are getting stored there. So there is a huge volume. Now we also talked about velocity. Now the time taken to validate such is very fractions of seconds. So obviously velocity is a major role that is being adopted here. And also, since it is coming every second somebody is uploading the image on the Instagram or the Facebook, it is validating every second. So it, the continuous flow of the data and still validation being happening every second is actually making it possible for Facebook, because Facebook has big data systems at the back end which are taking care of such activities, because manually this task will be almost impossible considering the huge amount of people which are associated with Facebook, which are using the Facebook. Okay. And third is the type of data. If these images are being stored, they are generally a photographic image, will be saved in the form of pixels. So it is a completely unstructured data. Your information might be saved in structured form, that this is the user, this is his ID, this is his contact information that is parallelly being processed at the Facebook end. But the image that is being uploaded is again being processed parallelly, which is completely unstructured in nature. Then somebody entering the comment against the image, that is again being processed at the back end and again being used by the Facebook at the back end. So ultimately, that data has already been placed or processed into the systems of the Facebook. Even if you are continuously doing it, there are millions of people who are continuously accessing such photographs, accessing such comments, liking these comments. When they like, the like information also goes to the Facebook system. If in case they reshare, that information also goes to the Facebook cloud. So all these things, we in a fractions of second, when you upload, there are millions of such activities which are happening on the Facebook system parallelly. And because of the existence of the big data system, this actually came true, or this actually became possible. Otherwise, manually, this is almost an impossible task to perform. Or even if we try to do it manually, even if it is possible, it will take huge amount of time because of the limited capabilities of human abilities to process it at such a higher pace with such a higher volume. It becomes extremely, extremely important to use big data systems into certain or such things. So let's talk about few more use cases where big data is actually helping. We'll take them one by one. First of all, product development. How product development is influenced by big data systems. To explain this, I would like to give you one example related to Netflix. So you would have noticed that Netflix produces the movies all by themselves now, and teleserials as well. There are many popular series which are created on Netflix systems and are extremely popular in nature and are geography driven. Like there are certain shows which will be very, very popular in India, but they will not be as popular in USA. That is where Netflix actually uses the power of big data. What they do is they try to fetch out the information related to what customer is preferring onto the channel. So if in case this is a geography of India, Indian people are preferring these stories out of the huge pool of stories that we have. Those stories include the tele series, the movies, the short films and various components. So what they will be doing is they will try to understand that this geography is passionate about these tele serials, but is not liking these set of serials. So basis the most liked programs on the Netflix, what they will do is they will try to attribute them into the smaller components. Those smaller components could be what was the star cast, what was the story plot, whether it was a fictitious, it was a comedy, it was a drama, it was a romantic movie, and so on. So various attributes will be captured against the videos and will be seen that this particular geography is basically attracted towards these components. Now using those components, what they will be doing is they will be drafting new stories or new movies using the components that were showing the higher interest in a particular geography. So if in case they come up with a new story, they will tell their story writers that our new stories should have these components so that it can become popular in a particular geography. Now all these things happening at a parallel and a higher speed because Netflix has a huge pool of the data which has so many information, so many videos, many people are using Netflix parallelly. So this is how Netflix is using the data which is being stored into their big data systems to create a new product. And this is how a new product development is enhanced using big data technologies. Now let's try to take few more cases. Predictive maintenance. It helps organization can deploy maintenance more cost effectively and maximize part of equipment uptime. So basically what they can do is they can easily understand that if in case they are in manufacturing that this particular component might go out of life at a particular time. This particular component has a limited time period, or this component will work for a longer time period. So if in case there is certain component which is about to fail, they can easily predict in advance using the data that they already capture related to the manufacturing, and then can keep a threshold for the same that we have to maintain this or we have to replace this particular component before it actually break the system down. That is how big data can actually help in predicting certain cases to avoid the bottlenecks on the system. Then customer experience is a major attribute where big data actually plays a major role, because when you are trying to give an experience to the user, you are actually trying to attribute the so many information that you have related to the data, related to the customer and its data, and then you are trying to leverage those information in personalizing the effect of experience in case of user. And it's extremely important to understand that the more personalized feedback or personalized attention a customer gets, the better their experience is. As an example, if in case you go to a shop and they call you hello sir, it will give you a positive impact. But if in case they tell you that hello Mr. X, thank you very much for visiting us one more time, last time you shopped this, would you like to try this product this time? Now you will feel that they know much about me, so they would be able to better judge what exactly I should buy. You will give them a privilege, they will give you a product, they have a chance to upsell the product, they have a chance to cross sell the product, or even they have a chance to amplify the sale impact. So that is how customer experience plays a major role. And customer experience is not related to sales only. It could be related to the feedback, it could be related to the complaints, it could be related to the interactive experiences that it happens, it could be related to the websites. Even if they are related opening an app, if in case they see a personalized experience, they will feel very good about it. So all these things are enhanced using the big data technologies, because at the back end, when you need so many information about a single customer, you are actually processing a whole lot more information about a particular customer, which is giving you a power to have more insights about the customer and ultimately utilize those insights to improvise the experience of the customer. Then there could be fraud and compliance, wherein you can use the big data. As an example, there are many, many people who uses net banking every milliseconds. Everybody will be using net banking. You might be using net banking. You might be using net banking right now. So if in case you are using net banking, what exactly happens is you try to enter certain your customer IDs, your passwords. Ultimately, it will be giving you OTP. You will be entering those OTP. You will be doing certain transaction. So if in case your information gets leaked out, anybody else can perform the transaction on your behalf. So every second that data has to be processed to validate whether this is the right customer or not, to avoid the risk of fraud. If in case banks follow such guidelines, manages to process the data in a short span of time so that they can actually capture the right transaction and stop the wrong transaction, they can ultimately give a better experience to the customer and ultimately safeguard a huge amount of loss that these hackers can create with respect to the banks. So this is again a use case of big data, where a huge amount of data is getting processed and is collected every second with a higher speed, and could be of any type. It could be of any variety, because a customer can be doing anything. It could be fixing a fixed deposit. It could be fetching out the balance, or it could be taking out the money. It could be transferring the funds, and could be doing anything. Okay, so ultimately everything will be processed parallelly. Data could be of any time, velocity is huge, volume is huge. So big data plays a major role over here. Then there are machine learning. Machine learning actually empowers the decision making. So if in case your website, for example, is using and processing multiple data points, you would have seen that these days what happens is there is a personal loan available at a click of a button. So when you enter your details and you enter the amount that you want to fetch and you click and balance gets transferred instantly to your accounts, there are many apps which gives you instant discount. What exactly they are doing? They are running the machine learning algorithms at the back end, which are ultimately utilizing the data, the huge amount of data that is available in various sources. It could be of any time. It will fetch out all the information that it can about you from the various sources. Your information could be saved on a particular website. Your CIBIL score should be there. Your age and other information should be there. Your gender information should be there. Your salary information should be there. All the information would be available on the different systems. So what their big data systems will be doing, it will be collecting all those information parallelly, will be processing, will be running it, then running a machine learning algorithm to understand whether this person will repay back loan or not. And once the machine approves, the algorithm approves that this person will pay back the loan, they will instantly assign you a loan. So all these things are happening parallelly within fractions of second. And to execute these things in a fractions of second, the system has to be placed, and that is where big data plays a major role. Then there are operational efficiencies where big data plays a major role. As an example, if in case a supply chain activity is happening, a product is moving from product destination A to destination B, in between there will be many things that will be happening. You will be placing the data object or the product from before putting it into the B destination. You might put it in the C destination because it is a closer warehouse. Then you will be tagging it. Then you will be assigning a delivery person. The delivery person might deliver it directly or might give it to the other destination, which will ultimately deliver. Then you will be combining all the packages which are related to a same community or the same place or the same area. All these data will be processed parallelly. And since there is an operational activity going on from the point A to point B, if in case you have the systems to analyze those and improvise your result, as an example, if in case you just deliver them one by one, there will be many packages related to the one location only. And if in case you don't analyze them, you will be end up paying more money because you are going for every product one by one. But if in case you are combining them, you will be saving a lot more money because you are just taking all the packages all at once, which are related to the one geographical location. So these efficiencies has to be created with the backup of the data, with the backup of huge amount of data, and that is where big data plays a major role. Then it can help you in various other aspects as well, like by driving innovations. as an example, you would have seen that many type of innovations are happening these days. To give you one more appropriate example, that you would have noticed that you have smartwatches these days, which captures your BP, your heart rates and all those activities. And when you jog, when you run, when you do physical activities, it gives you the accurate measure data. What is your BP? What is your heart rate? Whether there is any change, how many steps you have taken, how many steps you have walked, So all these activities are captured, and the more innovation they need to fetch, the more data that they need. All those devices are saving huge amount of data every second and processing those amount of volumes of data every second and still giving more information. And it also empowers the innovation, because basis that more innovative products, the product which can give you more insight about the human health, can be created, because it can easily be understood that what type of information is still missing from the smartwatches or any of the devices. So it drives innovation as well. So when you have the huge amount of data, when you have big data systems in place, they will empower you to create or do innovation within your products.